What's up, y'all? It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, it's May 4th, y'all. We are so happy to be here. What's up, Queen? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Queen. I'm doing good.
May.
It's May.
It's May, y'all. Like, wow, it's May.
And I'm always doing good when it's SW Podcast Wednesday, so I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you. I'm glad for us to get back in the studio and have our shows. Virtual studio be popping. But I'm ready
to love y'all in the comments. Love y'all in the comments.
Yes, y'all be going
in. Meet me in the comments. Because y'all have been meeting us in the comments.
Really. Y'all been doing y'all thing in the comments.
Yeah.
It's been good, though. I've been loving it. I've been loving it.
I like the comments. I like to meet the people in the comments.
Yes. Yes. So today we got our we have our open forum guest in the building. So that means we have Mr. Stigger here. He gonna join us in a little bit, y'all. Me and Queen normally try to have a little bit of dialect before we jump into the show. And so I gotta get into what's been going on with you, Queen. Is there anything going on that you want to discuss or anything that you want to talk about? On my page, if you follow me on Facebook, I did drop her link to her show today, which is Queen's Movement. So y'all make sure y'all go follow that. Get involved, get into it. She got some motivational things that are going on that page. But what else, Queen? What's going on?
Man, nothing. You know, I've been doing this. You know, I don't really be saying when I do a fast, but just doing this fast from social media, not talking to nobody. And stuff like that. Well, I ended up talking to somebody yesterday because somebody needed me to do a favor. So I had to do the favor for them and end up socializing for a little bit. But other than that, it's just been like, it's been an exciting fast for some reason. I don't know if you would say a fast is exciting, but I guess it's exciting because I know what the outcome is always mm-hmm. going to be greater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... But just doing it, like just reading, got a chance to read. And to be honest, like I really just fell off balance. Like it just was like, man, I got to hit restart because this. So I just don't feel like I don't feel right. Like I ain't in my element. Like it's
right.
Like I felt something and I was like, nah, look, let me get back to the gym. I knew what I was working out. I was feeling good. And it was not like I was feeling bad, but I just wasn't feeling like I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
man, look, you got to rejuvenate, man. You got to rejuvenate, like really rejuvenate.
I bet everything. As soon as you got back in the gym, as soon as you start fasting and doing that, you started feeling better all in all.
Yeah, and like then just, you know, how you be meditating and stuff just coming to you, even with just being consistent. Just being consistent. And the only thing I could hear was like, you be consistent. Even talking about us doing the podcast every Wednesday, you are constantly consistent doing that podcast every Wednesday. That's how you need to show up in everything that's pertaining to your life. You need to show up just like you show up every Wednesday. Because you know those people they want to hear y'all. Just like you show up every Wednesday for that, you need to show up like that for everything in your life.
Everything.
I was just like, light bulb.
When you mentioned that you were going to do the fast and the reason why, I was like, because like, when I know that I'm getting off balance, it's the gym first that suffers. Mm-hmm. And it's always the gym first. It's always the gym first. And I knew it. I was going down to the gym from the gym from like 4 or 5 days a week to like 2 days a week mm-hmm. or whatever. So now it was like, when you talked about it, I was like, oh, that's, I just need to rekindle my gym. And then like, it was just an instantaneous thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that was dropping. Let me get back to where I, you know, because that makes me happy. It's a happy space. Also,
and you feel good,
right?
Like, literally feel good. Like, it look, man, you got to be balanced. You got to be balanced. But the consistency is what I got, and is what I ain't got so far from doing this fast and just meditating and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, you have to. You really, really have to. But I feel good.
Well, you came on glowing today. I said, queen skin look real good. Like that, just it lets you know that you've been doing the right thing.
Yeah, and just getting back to reading, because my new patient that I got, you know, with my last patient, y'all know I had so much time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to read, I was able to study, I was able to do a lot of stuff that I want, do workout, all of that stuff. But with this new patient, it's just, oh my God, like, it's like I'm constantly talking. So I was like, let me start bringing my books and read. And then they might not really bother me as much as far as want to be like communicating and stuff like that.
They're gonna bother you. But you've been able to read a little bit more.
But I've been able to read more, because like I'm just sitting there. I ain't really doing anything.
Right.
So I'm like, it's all about timing too. And that's another thing that I got out of it as well. Not just consistency, but timing. Showing up, being on time, which that's a part of consistency as mm-hmm. well. Being up on time, because I've been showing up to work late, even though it might be 5 minutes, but like, nah, this ain't you ain't usually no late person.
Mm-hmm.
You usually on time and stuff. So even with that, like, okay, I need to show up, and I got to show up on time, and I got to be consistent about showing up on time.
Well, that's the good thing about going into what you went into. So I'm proud of you. And I hope you continue to go get back to it, because I remember hearing you talk about fasting a whole lot more than you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you back into you.
Got to be, girl. Got to be.
So hello everyone. We have a guest on today. We have our open forum guest. We have Mr. Stigga. For all of y'all that are just tuning in, he pop in every now and again. He gonna start being
that's
here a little
our
more.
Boy, that boy.
But we're gonna bring him on. Everybody, welcome to the what is it? The stage, the studio, the virtual audience. Everybody, virtual welcome, studio. Mr. Stigga.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Rob? Y'all know what time it is, man.
You ready to get to the nitty gritty?
You know it's about to get spicy. You're rubbing your hands.
You know what time is, man. You know, like.
You know it's about to get spicy in here, man.
Well, I'm always coming to talk some real shit, but I'm always bringing the drama with the real shit, you know, because we got to keep it real. Like, we can't just be on here like, you know, trying to be politically correct. When we hear it, we talk about something, we're going to get into it. So, but before we jump into the conversation today, because the show today is about new things, trying new things, experiencing new things, new people, new atmospheres. So we're going to really get into it today. But before we do that, we're going to jump into the quote. And got a real simple quote today, so I know it's not going to be a whole lot of discussion on it, but I like the quotes because they always have a little bit of reflection on the topics and everything at hand. So our quote of the day is, when I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. And that is Mr. Lao.
When I let go of what I am.
Lao Tzu. It's a Asian name. But
Chinese proverb.
Yeah, it's a Chinese proverb. But what's the man's name, Steve?
I don't know.
Shit, well, I thought you was going to tell me something. Don't come on here. Don't be talking about this a Chinese proverb without having
Oh, that's a Chinese proverb.
Yeah, like just boom. Motherfucker, well, who is it?
Look, I can't even pronounce what I was saying. Don't worry about it.
Who is it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to see if I said the name wrong, but for right now, I'm going with Lao Tzu. Yeah.
Okay.
That look right.
Well, that's just what it's gonna be then.
Yeah.
So what y'all think, Stig? You know what you think of the quote? What you think of that?
It can go a couple different ways.
Here we go at the bullshit already.
Let me which way I want to go with it.
Talk about it. It can go a couple of different ways.
Y'all go ahead and say something to it. First, let me because I don't want to jump in there too quick and just jump the gun because I'm thinking about a couple of different things of that.
Let me focus. Queen, you want me to focus? Go first and focus.
Go ahead, Queen.
Okay. So, quote, when I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. To me, that is completely based on the fact of shedding the old you, so that you can start letting in the new things that you want to try, the new things you want to do, things of that nature. That's what I take it as. And I think with that, it allows you to let go of some of those fears. Yeah. So
embrace the new you.
Yeah, embracing. So that's what I get from it.
Embrace the new you.
Yes, E120. Episode 120, you feel me? Third of the cipher, you feel me? You got it. Joe, but say yeah, yo. What'd you say?
That's just letting go. Or letting go who you pretend to be.
It's still
to become who you're supposed to be.
Exactly. Things of that. So it can go a couple ways.
Either way. It can go a couple of different ways.
Steve, what you think? You done thinking?
That's what I was saying. I said go a couple of different ways. Like my thing was it could be a lot about evolution too, right? So a lot of people say to let go of the old you or shed the old you, but can you ever really do it? Right? So you are who you are. You know, so it's about, I would say it'd be more about evolution than it is about anything else. Not so much as just being someone different or being the true you, but growing into who you actually are. But
right.
Staying true to who you actually are as well.
Right, exactly. Because a lot of times you don't have to completely let go of you because it obviously has gotten you to the person you are. Yeah. So a lot of those things you can't let go of because you'll be letting go of some of your guidance. But oh my God, I can't. I hate when some of these comments pop up on my screen first.
Oh, they in the comments. I ain't even got my other phone to even look at them today.
So I'm going to put this comment up here. And
y'all got to stop in the comments now. Y'all in the comments. I love the comments.
The comment section like the club.
Just to read the comments, people. Oh, the
comment section be just like the club. They get real wild in there. I swear to God. So Will, just take a little seat in the back and just watch for a little while because you bullshit already. So beep, beep, beep for all the words that have just came out of my mouth. Beep, beep, beep. So anywho, all of us pretty much kind of went down the same path a little bit with where the quote kind of was taking you. You're not completely letting go of who you are, but you're starting to embrace some of the new things that are going to happen with you because you don't have to just kick the old you to the curb. Is that what we're all kind of? Yeah. The consensus.
Invite it in, like invite new opportunities. Invite evolution. Like that's my main thing. Just invite it. You know, just try to evolve from what you think you have to be. I'll say that.
Good. Okay. So we're gonna jump into the show because with that, what go ahead, Queen.
No, I was just agreeing.
Oh, okay. So with that being said, we're gonna go ahead and jump into the topic. And I'm going to start with this because I always got to, you know, start off with the facts. Research shows that trying new things has a great deal of benefits to your lifestyle and your health. Not only that, those added benefits will allow you to make definitive changes in your life. So not one time in that did it say you had to shed the old you. Mm-hmm. It said that there's a benefit to adding things to who you are It doesn't mean that, you know, trying new things doesn't mean that you're supposed to say, fuck playing pool. I don't want to play pool anymore because I know how to bowl.
Yeah.
You just know how to play pool and bowl.
And bowl.
Like, you got to say, I don't play pool no more. You know, it's like, so we're gonna talk about some of those things today and see what y'all have to think about, what y'all have to say about it, as well as what our listening audience and our old whores who are new strippers have to say about this, okay? So let's do it.
Oh my God.
The benefits of learning new things. Whatever your interest and whatever your age, learning something new is not only fun, it can also be good for your health and your soul. A lot of times trying new things can give you more, maybe like a couple more years on your life. You know what I'm saying? So, and some of the, here we're going to talk about some of the benefits that you could gain from learning something new. But I want to ask y'all, before we jump into that, what would, see, you start first, you're going to give me the answer on this first. What would you say that can improve your life that you would do as a new thing? What is a new, added benefit that you would like to bring into you?
I wouldn't say really new. Well, it'll be new now because it's been so long since I did it, but I would say actually reading more, working out more.
Okay.
You know, just getting back just because once you haven't done this so long, because like I remember just clearing my mind, being able to having a clear thought process, working out and reading, right? So just to read more, work out more.
Okay. So that'll be a key benefit to your health, your growth process, your brain cells, because you read more, you know. So those are key benefits. Okay. Correct. Queen, what about you?
I'll say reading more.
Reading more.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Stimulation to the brain, things of that nature. So I wanted to do new recipes. I wanted to step outside the box with my recipe box thing, because I know every realm of food from Asian to Jamaican, but I'm a little shaky on my Italian. So I want to learn more about Italian. And it's more so because I had an allergy to tomatoes and stuff. So that's why. But now that I've outgrown all that, I want to learn a little bit more. So I'm going to get into that now. And that's an added, all of those are added benefits. What about meeting new people? Tell us about experiences with that, because how meeting new people can improve your life. People in the comments, I need to hear you on this one. Stig, meeting new people.
Depending on the kind of people you meet, right? So
yeah.
So you're people are traditionally drawn to the same kind of person that they've been attracted to. So I would say going to different spaces, meeting different people is what's gonna change it, right? Because when you meet someone that's outside your comfort zone or someone that you are not used to, what a certain type of person that you're used to, that's when you actually get introduced to different things, right? So you'll be able to see a lot more of different things that you actually have been thinking about, never pulled the trigger on, and you can actually do it once you get outside your comfort zone.
So From what I'm hearing, the only way that it can improve your life is it depend on the type of person it is you meet.
How can you improve your life by dealing with the same type of person?
No, right? I got that. No, putting it out there for the people who couldn't understand what you said, because you might be coming over here at not forgetting you from Houghton Street and just remembering that you graduated from FAM. Cause you know how you is. Cause we get online, we start talking how we talk in our professional tone, and then the people that we tuning in, Girl, I have to mess with Steve because he's back and he'll never, he late. He came on time today, but he late with getting back.
Steve say he been on time.
He came on time today. But look at this comment though. Look at this comment.
This is Joe.
Man, that man's so crazy, man.
And then
treat her as such.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. E, that's a good substantial one. Want to get this money like Candace. That's substance.
Don't do. Keep getting it.
So that's but E, that would have to entail that you're not getting money now. You just wanna you know what I'm saying?
Look, because I'm trying to get to the next level, E. So come on, let's go. We get that together. Look, hey. Me, you, Felicia, all us.
And so Stig made a very good point. He said that meeting new people, it what's the purpose if they're not doing something good, you know, if you're not able to gain something from them. You know what I'm saying? So your expansion on certain things has to happen when you're meeting new people, or it has to be a quality benefit while meeting new people. And that goes into improving your brain function. I would think that the people I'm around, the people who are around going to help stimulate me. Mm-hmm. They're going to definitely empower me, motivate me, encourage me, and going to give me lessons, excuse me, that I need to hear or have or be shown just to get by and go on to the level that I'm trying to get to. So I think those are those two are kind of like go hand in hand with me, for me, meeting new people and having new experiences improve your brain function, because new experiences definitely entail a lot more than just, oh, this was fun. No, it's not. You're not just getting fun from new experiences. You get
open your mind.
Yes, it's a different mindset
that you wouldn't have never even thought that you probably would do.
Right.
I mean, you never know how much fun you'll have by doing different things that you never thought you'd do. Right. Like it could be something as simple as someone took you to a museum. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's something that you've always seen and you always wanted to do, but you go and you actually experience it. And it's a whole different feel.
That's right? A different feel. So that experience is different.
You gotta get people to pour into you, man. Like get people to pour into you. And once you do that, that's when you know you got the right people around you. When you constantly pouring into people, they pouring into you too. So
yeah,
find people that's going to do that and you'll be fine.
Exactly. That's very true, Sig. Very, very good point. Pouring into. That's our next key point.
Very important.
Very. Our next benefit of doing new things is like one new thing and a benefit that comes along with it is getting involved in your community. You know what I'm saying? That's pouring into people, doing things that are helping other people that you want to do those things. You just never knew how to go about doing it. And I used to hear that all the time, but now it's like almost no excuse as to how you don't get involved with so many different ways, so many different programs, so many different resources that are out there pointing people in the direction of getting involved. So, I think that now that has no longer been an excuse or a reason or anything that's acceptable with the community.
No excuse at all.
None.
No excuse at all.
None whatsoever. So another one is getting to know yourself better. When you're doing new things, you learn new things about you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Things that you thought that you were so fearful of, things that you thought that you would never do because, people in my family don't do stuff like that. You know how many times people used to say that? I used to hear people say that, like, I don't do stuff like, man, my family don't get down like that.
I tell people all the time, don't never say what you will not do because you will end up doing the exact opposite of what you said you would not do. Because you don't know what you would do until you get into that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't know. Mm-hmm. We can always say what we will do. But when you actually be in that experience, man, please.
That's the main caveat to you being around people that you wouldn't normally be around is you knowing yourself though. Because a lot of times we'll go through life, our entire life, and not know who we are. You look in that mirror and you don't know what you're looking at, right?
Until
you can sit down and have an honest conversation with yourself, you can't talk to nobody else about it.
But you know that most people do that. The people who, the most lost souls and the most lost people are the ones who sit down and think that they can give people the most advice. And they have not even seeked any type of help or civility for themselves.
It's not even that they seek it, they don't want it. Now you gotta have to want to get rid of that hurt. So
yeah,
you have to want to let it go. You know, it's easier to use yourself as a vessel to breed shame and to sit back and feel sorry for yourself as opposed to sucking that shit up, look in the mirror and let it go. Right. That's just what it is. You know, I know some of the crazy things happen to the sweetest people, right? And some of them can't get over it. A lot of them have, you know, but they're just having an honest conversation with yourself in the mirror, man, letting you know what you are gonna do and what you're not gonna deal with. It's just, that's just all it is. But until you can confront yourself, you can't really deal with nobody else, man. I had to do it myself, like just having an honest conversation with yourself. That's just basically what it was.
That was one of the hardest things
all the time.
That was one of the hardest things for one of my life coach clients came to me about. That was one of the hardest things they had to do, was actually looking in the mirror and face themselves, because the reason being is because they had been telling themselves a different story about themselves for so long. And now I got to sit here and face, like really be front and center with me without anybody else, without any ridicule, without any shame from the world. Just, this is all about what I feel about me. And it was like the tears that went down my face, and the shame, the bitterness, the misery that I had impaled upon other people because of me not knowing who I was and the reason that I was suffering from so much. So it comes a time where you have to face it and face you. There's no such thing as growth without seeing the benefits of what you've done or what you can do, what the things you can do. It's not, you can't grow if you don't do that.
It won't happen. You have to literally completely break yourself down. You have to completely break yourself down to bare bones to be able to rebuild and be somebody, to be the person that you want to be, to be the person you think you are in your mind. You gotta break yourself down to bare bones. There's nothing else you can do about it. Like, because if you, we all good and grown. So if you carry that kind of energy from when you were 4 or 5 years old. And let's say you 30 years in the game, and you never confronted what happened when you were 5 years old or you 10 years old, and you put that kind of energy on other people for 15, 20, 25 years, that energy is still with you right now. That's a long time to be dealing with that. You literally gave yourself a penitentiary sentence.
Yeah.
You know,
you're a prisoner in your own mind.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. Because you're gonna find yourself stagnant. You're not gonna be able to develop. You're not gonna be able to develop properly. You're not gonna be able to grow. You know, you're not gonna be able to have healthy relationships at all, because of who you are as a person. And you can. That's why a lot of situations don't work, because you're not. Sincere. You can't be who you say you are. You can't.
It's not sincere. It's not sincere. Sincerity do not come from areas of hurt and pain.
Oh, Lord.
Certain areas I do that. It's really like that with some things, though.
Yes, it is.
But it's like that. It's really like that with certain people in certain situations. And you really just got to say that.
Yeah.
You got to watch.
And go on and just move on.
And that's that. So, I feel you on that, homie. Because the discussions, you know, it is what it is. You got to just say that sometimes. But sometimes you have to actually just know how to peacefully just bow out of that shit. You ain't got to say nothing.
Yeah.
And some things ain't be talked about.
Nah.
I mean, honestly, everything is meant to be talked about now.
But is it worth it? Is it worth it? But is it worth it?
You ain't going to get it, though.
Oh, no. I'm not saying to the individual. I'm not saying you're going to rap about it. It ain't going to be to them. Because you can just wash your hands with it.
Right.
And go ahead and keep it pushing.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi. So that, but for the most part, if there's not something that you feel like is substantial or something you should respond to, it ain't worth responding to it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You can't always put yourself out there on the limb and be trying to be the person who is the bigger person all the time.
Yeah.
Cause
sometimes that get on your nerves.
Ooh, I don't remember quite what my words were.
I've done that a lot in my life. And I just get to the point that I was just like, man, please bump that.
Oh, yeah, that other cheek don't turn no more.
No, I mean, it ain't turning the cheek. No, we ain't doing that.
I'm too old for that now.
Too old. No,
yeah, I'm too old.
Because I don't even really care if you done no more or not.
Don't care.
Yeah, if you at this stage, if you still own that, I don't need to remind me anyway.
Correct. But me and my coworker was talking about that on Tuesday, because she was like, Shell, she was like, what I've noticed about you since we've been working together is that you carry an energy that's positive. So I know that means that you keep positive people around you. And I said, and that's what I have to remember when I feel like I'm about to go through something. Like I can't, that means I'm about to let that in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to let it win, because if I let that in, it'll go and make a little hole, a home right inside of me, like a crevice.
It'll start growing.
And grow. And grow. And fester. And fester, like the person who brought it to you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So at some point you gotta learn how to just say, and that's that. And that's the boundaries. That's your space. That's your energy. That whatever you ascertain has to be kept in a nice protective bubble.
It has to be shielded.
This
ain't high school no more. You gotta be okay with losing people.
You gotta protect your energy.
You gotta be okay with losing people.
Yes.
Your happiness and peace.
Yes.
Yeah, man. You got grown kids to worry about. You can't be worrying about nobody else. Like you got grown kids to worry about. You got real bills.
Right.
Like, so sit back, Kevin, the stuff that happened in high school, that ain't it.
That's ridiculous right there, though. But that's crazy.
I know so many people that still do.
People still like that, though.
I'm glad I don't have to associate with those types of people.
Still like that.
another key benefit of trying new things, fear takes a backseat and adventure grows. That's important.
That's very important.
That's important. When you try new things, you are saying, fuck fear. Come on, new thing.
Bump you, fear.
You know what I'm saying? Because fear, that's why we be stagnant.
And that's why a lot of people ain't did what they wanted to do in life, because of fear.
Because of
fear and somebody over here on the sideline talking about, girl, you know, why are you trying to do that? Girl, you need to just leave that alone. Let that be, child. You don't need to be doing that.
That's the kind of thing you got to get around your orb. Because you get a whole bunch of, like Shelby said, my family don't do that. Or black people don't do that. Or what I look like doing that. And it's a bunch of foolishness. I've done a whole lot. And you have a better quality of life not worrying about, one, what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Two, what other people do. Just do your thing. Like, there's a lot to do out here, man. So just live. Like you said, feel take the back seat. You'll do whatever you want to do. But that's the thing. Like, people get comfortable.
Yeah.
And when you're in your comfort zone, you can't grow. That's why a lot of people never leave home. Okay. But what? It's scared. Like, what's the worst that can happen when you leave home? You come back?
That's what people scared of, though, Steve. oh man, I'm just gonna, what if I fail and I end up back here? Who gives a damn?
Okay,
no one thing about move doing things in life is that it's no such thing as failure if you do it.
Correct.
It ain't no such thing because
you did it.
Exactly. We'll say we're fear, that's like having sex with your eyes closed.
Oh my god.
She must be on Molly then.
Why? Because you don't want to look at them.
Correct. they didn't want to grab something from the Circle K.
Just picked up anybody.
Off the side of the road.
If you scared to look at a person, that's fear. That's fear.
Boy.
Yeah.
You going through it if you done laid down and you scared, boy, you going through it. So I get exactly what he's saying, boy. You going through it, boy, you gotta do that. Boy, you having yourself a time.
Oh my god.
You crazy. Well.
So the next week. Okay. Feeling good about your new skills. Like, okay, so if you're doing new things, that means you're developing a new skill in the process. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to start feeling good about it. Now you're going to start trying to exemplify it and put it into work. And that's kind of like what we do. Okay, so
yeah.
Queen, when you became a life coach therapist, you knew, okay, I'm finna go do this. I'm finna go do that. I'm finna go do this. I'm finna go do that. Putting it into work. You're mm-hmm. now using and utilizing your skill to a benefit. It's becoming worth something.
Yes, it is. And it's it take time. It still ain't where I want it to be.
Right.
But it take time. But when I realized that, look, man, I was out here doing and helping people for free. Like, that's how I looked at it. And I don't mind that either. But it was like, if you're going to do it and help people, let it be worth your while. Because people really be relying on you and your services and your skills and your knowledge.
Yep.
And it's yep. great.
And it's time.
That's
the thing. You can get everything else, but that time will come back. Right. So like you say, you get that new skill set and you want to share this skill set. Like you know something new. So now you can share this skill set. Now you can spread it to the people that might be scared to do it, but now you got this skill set. You can show it to them instead of them having to look elsewhere or them not having to do it. Cause now you can bring it back to the people that actually, you know, you can bring it to, right? And you can actually spread knowledge like that too. Like you give them what they're scared to do on their own.
Yep.
And motivate somebody else to want to do the same thing.
Yep.
You really never know.
But doing community service, we saw that. Mm-hmm. We saw that in doing community service, what the outcome of that was, because there was this woman who wanted to do a community garden. She had already developed a garden in her neighborhood. I mean, her little right in front of her house, and wanted to do a community garden. And after talking to us, actually was able to get it going in the neighborhood. In a low income area,
and I remember us talking to her that day. Mm-hmm. I remember that,
and she was able to go ahead and do one, and they didn't allow it to keep going on for a long time. But the thing is, she was able to step out and do something that she wanted to do, and that was beneficial because she was already with her garden, feeding people in the community from the garden. So now we got a community garden. We can feed more of us.
Feed more people.
What you get
anything that's right like that though, they ain't trying to promote.
What did they say?
Shut it down.
She didn't have to shut it down. They just stopped funding it. So when they stopped funding it, they ended up. She was trying to keep it funded herself. Mm-hmm. But you know, she already on low income. This is happening. Mm-hmm. This is happening. And then at that time, a lot of us don't seek the help from the people that we should actually seek it from, because I do believe when that was going on, we told her, let us know. You know what I'm saying? And we was out there a lot. So it was plenty of time, all the time. It was plenty of times and plenty of opportunities she could have told us that, hey, this is, you know, All I know is that it was running up and running at one time, and then like 6 months later, it was a patch. So
damn shame, man.
Exactly. Right in the community, the whole street area.
Like it was in the middle.
Right there. And I was real disappointed in that because she fought for that. She wanted that. So all they did to do was really just give her its seating don't cost a damn dime. So
yeah.
But they end up getting letting go of the people who was running that area anyway. So that was a good thing.
Oh, well, that's good.
But another benefit of trying new things before we get out of here for the day is, well, two other things, because I want to say these. Time becomes memorable. When you try new things, you've created memories, thought-provoking things that you can have when you sit on your porch rocking because you done got older, you can't do it no more.
Tell your grandkids.
Tell your grandkids about it. Just you got the pictures of it. Just so many things that come from trying new things. That is a true added benefit.
And when you say the pictures, like, y'all really need to get y'all pictures back. Start getting your pictures developed.
Print it, yeah.
You really need to start printing stuff out again. Because leaving it on your phone, you get a new phone. Yeah, it's up in the cloud, but it's just something about... I miss going into people's houses and looking at their photo albums.
I done started printing out my photos again because I know I'm gonna have grandkids.
I keep stuff because I know. Look, one day I got grandkids gonna come. If I ain't here, I got enough stuff that I didn't left.
Correct.
That they'll know who I am.
Go ahead. You're the guest.
Yeah, I need to go ahead and just start taking more pictures anyway because I don't take pictures. Period. Never been my thing, but I need to just start taking more pictures anyway. I have a lot in my phone of like family and my son and places I go and stuff like that. But I need to get them developed. But
if you don't get them all developed, get some developed.
No, but yeah. I'm gonna show you. See, this is what I did. I did this book for my 40th. I can't even think of the website right now. It's one of them photo websites. But I just did a book. And I seen one of my patients had like several of like 10 of them.
Look at you with your blue dress.
And they just, I was like, that's so cool. She was like, yeah. She said, we started doing the photo albums and my daughter found this and they just make the book for you. Just send them. I said, you know what? That make a lot of sense. So I was like, I do that same. It'll come up to be about the same. What I paid probably like $20.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got your pictures developed, it'll be about the same, especially if you got a lot of pictures. But it was, I just sent them the pictures and they just put it all together. Okay. So even stuff like
the memory,
like
you gotta do that.
My kids can have now. So if something happened to me, look, oh well, we got this book that mom had when that. Yeah. So I was like, that's what I'm gonna do with all my pictures. Pictures of my kids, family. Just let's send them that pictures and let them make me a book and just send it back to me. I have more copies to give to anybody else that want one.
When you go in people's houses, like you really don't, well, people around our age, you don't really see pictures of them and their kids and family and stuff no more hanging on the wall. You don't really see it no more.
Well, it's in my house.
I have picked some pictures in my house.
I'm older though, so. Yeah, but before we got here, shut up. Before we get out of here today, I want to talk about, crazy. Let me see if y'all can see in my camera. I got my Mother's Day. I got a Mother's Day, a pre-Mother's Day event coming up Saturday. And okay. I want y'all to, so it's going to be at Fire Entertainment House over on Park Avenue. Uh-huh. And we're going to have comedian Oliver Mitchell. He's going to be doing his comedy.
Ollie.
We're going to have a singer, vocalist, her name is Sakaro. JC, the poet, MC, he's going to be there. We got a licensed Ms. Wife who's going to come talk a little bit. And she's going to have a table set up. And then we have Miss Cynthia Rose, who's a poet and author. So all of these people are going to be out this Saturday from 2 to 5 at the Fire House. And all I need you to do is bring somebody you love. It could be a girlfriend, a mom, a sister, a aunt, a friend, somebody. hit them up, tell them you got a place for them to go. We got two tickets that we're about to give away. If we don't give them away today, this is how you can win them, is what I was going to tell you. If you don't follow Shelby's World Podcast on Instagram, you would need to do that to win the tickets and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Once you do that, all you have to do is just DM me or DM us on SW Podcast on Instagram. I'm gonna let me go ahead and put it up here in the comments so y'all know. Instagram, y'all. Because we're gonna have, it's gonna be a good event too. Funny food, good food.
Fun, laughs, yes. What?
Signature drinks. And all you gotta do is come out looking cute and rep for your people, you know. Because somebody,
they're gonna run them Easter outfits back.
Oh, not the Easter outfits.
Are you talking about the daytime ones?
Oh, yeah.
The Easter outfits.
We're about to run them back.
I was like, people still be buying Easter outfits?
Yes, they do. I seen it on what's that show? On TikTok. They was going in on TikTok, girl, with the Easter outfits. Man. They had on them Easter outfits on TikTok, sweetheart.
What? With the Easter colors and all, them people ain't
buying,
man. Well,
yeah.
Hey, man, ain't nobody playing with y'all,
the
man.
The Easter outfits. Like, I remember, like, boy, look, I got some stories, boy. What? Back home? Easter outfits. We're going to the basketball. We're going to church. After that, eating. We're going to the basketball court. We're hanging out in our Easter outfit.
Yeah.
And you know what? To be honest, we used to actually get, like, clothes for Easter, like,
yep,
because it was you coming into the springtime. So we used to get a whole new wardrobe around Easter time, at least 2 weeks of like little springtime shorts and stuff like that. That's when we used to get our sandals and all, bring it in.
Everything new.
I forgot y'all said, Rob, your mama would get y'all a new wardrobe in the spring, crazy as hell over there, Oval Street. You better get that one outfit for Sunday and go ahead.
This man here. So again, this Saturday, we have two tickets. We have two entry.
Oh my God.
I can't deal with him. And it's this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m., y'all. So make sure y'all, you got to follow us on Instagram and you got to follow and subscribe to our channel on YouTube and you'll win free entry. You can win free entry into this event. That's just that easy. So do that and we got you covered. But Stig, before we get out of here, tell the people something good about what you experienced good and trying new things.
That's you said it's the experience, like, right? So it's like, I mean, just something simple. Okay, simple as this. Last week, did when we going back and forth trying to teach me how to make rice?
Yes.
Oh, don't get on the rice.
It's something just as simple as that. So it's like stepping out, just said, okay, this is what I done made this soup for years. Let me see how to really make rice. So I did it. It's the fulfillment that you get from it. And like I said, you can share it. So it's like, it's the experience. You feel good about it. And you can take it and pass it on. That's just what it is, man. Like I've been fortunate enough to see a lot. And just the knowledge you obtain from moving around and seeing different things, going different places, it just gives you a different type of quality of life, because you can once you experience certain things, you can speak on and feel better about what's actually going on around you.
Yes,
that's true.
Very true. And you ain't just out here talking.
Correct. You're speaking from experience.
Yes, you're speaking from experience. You just out here talking. Because you hear more conversations than none where people just really out here, blah, 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 and ain't did none of that. But you've actually done it. You've experienced it. You've gained something from it. And you're able to talk about it and give people real details on it.
Correct.
I can't tell my baby about the experience she's going to have at an HBCU because I've never attended one. Yeah. But I definitely know how to point her in the direction of the people who have.
Correct.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
Experience is a key, and everybody who she's talked to all about that's been to one, they nothing but brilliant things to say. Nothing like the connection, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the family you develop, because these are people in college are friends you make for a lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, them your forever friends.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So that's a good thing. So. You know,
and always know you can start together too. Now you can go ahead and go. Now you said you ain't go, but you can.
Oh yeah, I'm not about to do that shit. I'm all right.
I feel you. I'll rep the school, but I ain't finna go. Just like
I'm gonna be all watching. It's gonna be like I'm a TSU student, but I ain't going now. Shut up. But y'all, the queen. Tell the people something good, boo.
Just as far as what? The experience
of new things.
You know, the experience of new things. I'm gonna be for me, probably like 5 years ago when I started the lipsticks, and my experience is just out meeting new people. People in business, people not in business, people that was just in the Tallahassee community. And when I went and used to be a vendor at other places and stuff. So just the experience of meeting new people is for me.
New people.
You know, me not really being a social butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And now being able to go in rooms and sit around and actually talk to people and stuff. And when I be in that type of environment. So just the experience of meeting new people. And I like meeting new people now for some reason. I don't know why. I like meeting y'all now. But hey.
She done open herself up a little bit more. Sometimes you gotta, and you know, let me tell you something about being around a person like me. I'm gonna push you to go outside, and I ain't talking about outside in the world of like being, you know, outside. I mean, you know, just outside of your boundaries. And she's just queen has like a personality of I'm gonna do everything. And do it, you know, quietly and behind closed doors. And this is just the way I am. And I was like, it's just not the way you are. You'll come out a little bit. Come on out of that shell a little bit. And then she started sharing things a little bit more and talking about things a little bit more. So at some point you have to bring people. You ain't going to always be a person that you hang around ain't going to always let you be like this.
Uh-huh.
You're going to slowly start to. You know, and she, before we knew it, we started having conversations like we knew each other for like 20 years. So you got to come out that bubble a little bit more.
And I was the exact opposite. I was always outside. Now I hate it now.
Now you hate it because you went outside too early.
Too early.
Too early.
You went outside too early.
You should have stayed back.
Too long. Too long. You should have came outside when we came outside. But you came outside too late.
Jumped right off early. The porch. You jumped off the porch.
And it was out there too long. If I wasn't out there so long, I'd be straight. It was way too long.
But see, that's an all-knowing thing about yourself. Like, well, first, we'll say queen skin glistening and shit. So that's a nice comment. Thank you. She said thank you, Will.
Appreciate it.
She put on that gold bronzer.
But listen.
Before she got on the camera.
That motherfucker there.
Oh,
I hate his guts. So Stig.
And it's actually just oily skin, to be honest with you, but the light is what got.
It's the light. But Stig, now I want when you jumped out, like it's a lot. I was saying that because it's a lot of men that if they just admit that they was outside too early, mm-hmm. that'll be an added benefit onto why they don't know how to slow down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But none of them, they ain't going to admit that shit. Because a lot of people, but a lot of men just got out there. And then when they got out there, they just like took off. Because a lot of them, they ain't have it when they was younger.
Correct. That and they ain't never really do nothing.
And that's why you tired.
Yeah, man, I was outside.
But that was, but you know what, though, Stig? That, you were supposed to jump off the porch that early. You probably wasn't.
Because he needed to slow down. His purpose was to slow down now.
For you to jump off later on. It was for you to jump off early, so you could be just where you at right now.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine myself doing all that stuff now, man. And don't get me wrong. I don't mind being out over here and there, especially if it's for like a social event or it's gonna be something that's gonna make me some money or I can meet some people in business. But just go outside, just to be outside, like everybody be at a social lounge every Sunday.
It ain't every Sunday.
It's once a month.
It depends. But this month he doing it twice.
Yeah.
I don't see in the timeline now. I know it ain't been no once a month.
This, for the last times, it's only been once a month. This may finna be the first time in a while that it's been
since last year.
It might be because so many people be on there.
That's it, all it is. You just like had it.
But look, you but just the thing is, it didn't grow so much. It didn't grow. And it's still growing.
I was gonna say it's gonna keep going because you hear people talking about it that don't even that you wouldn't even think about it. I'm like,
and you always hear people talking about how they want it, how they waiting for it. So
yeah,
they wanted to happen more often, and I'm glad you did it like that because if it would have been more often, it would have been watered down by now.
Yeah, and that's why I make it so much better because it's once some. It's really more. You are gonna get them at least twice a year.
And then it's the atmosphere when you walk in there. The whole atmosphere and stuff. It's nice. It's fun.
I always have a good time. You gotta have a place for us older folks on the go, because baby, we ain't got nowhere else to go in Tally though.
Mm-mm, cause the churning took over like Top Flight that everybody used to be going to.
So everybody, they say their outfits, they get their shit together for that once a month event.
Okay.
I mean, so they just step it out, baby. What?
We be ready. But I ain't been. I only go. I want to go more, but I know I'm never gonna just go more. The times I go, I have fun. So I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to go once.
That's why I couldn't go every month.
Now why y'all make sure to go to my homeboy page to be heavy G1 fashion in there. So you know they be hollering at my homeboy. It be heavy G1 fashion in there.
Thank you for the promotion. Grip. He gave you major promotion.
Shout out.
We're going to get out of here, y'all. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all for tuning in today. If you are one of those people who've been sitting on the sideline, watching people do things that you want to do, seeing people try new things that you want to try, seeing people date out of their league, all these things.
Not date out their league.
All these things all fall into the realm of trying new things. Take a chance. Girls, women, shoot your shot. Men, shoot your shot.
Somebody out there for everybody.
It's somebody for everybody. It's somebody to love you regardless of who you are, where you are, and what you are. There's somebody for everybody. But today, I want you to make sure you remember that so you can try new things, date new people, meet new people, and most importantly, get money.
Get money
in the process, because if you ain't get money, it's a waste of time. Thank y'all for tuning in today. We appreciate y'all. Queen, you about to make me die laughing back here. I can't. I'm too tickled. And I'm in the clouds. But thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all so much today. We like you. We love you. We love y'all so much. And we will see y'all next Wednesday. Welcome to May. It's going to be a beautiful month. Man, y'all take care.
May finna be over. Man, look, 15 can be here in no time. What?
And thank you to our homeboy and our open forum guest, Stig, for tuning in. We always appreciate you for sliding through. So make sure you tap back in. Tap back in. You.
I'm here, man. I'm out here.
We'll see you soon. All right. Was all right, all the love.
Bye.